But I watched the whole thing. This is a couple of wives ago, but when we decided to finally get married, we said, "Well, you know, we don't want to go to no church. See, we don't really believe any of that. My wife had never gone to church. And their family didn't even pretend to have a religion. And although my family did, I had about the second year of my philosophy curriculum, I went, that's all bullshit. And,
Catholics aren't supposed to question.
And I became a Catholic suddenly. It was like a giant weight got lifted off my shoulders. You know, 2,000 years of popery suddenly. Ooh, all right, I'm a free man. But anyway, so we said, well, we want to get married. So we had one of the events of this trip. Bob Savorin, who later became the art teacher at Paideia for the first 15 years of Paideia's existence, was a friend of mine from college. And he'd been up here. As a matter of fact, when we moved up here, you know, you always have a friend where you're moving. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, what's a good part of town to live in? They were living out in Brookhaven or something. They were a little straighter than we were. And another couple of years older than we were. So they were pre-war babies. But anyway, so we said, well, we want to get married. We don't, you know, so you need somebody that can officially sign a license, but you don't need a preacher. And active on the strip that day was the Universal Life Church.
Yeah.
And its head practitioner was a fellow named Dave Durrett. And he was often styled King of the Hippies.
Yeah.
And so I knew Dave. And I had also been volunteering at the Community Crisis Center some. And that's where I met Dave. And so I said, Dave, aren't you like a minister in the Universal Life Church? He says, yeah. Okay, you can marry us. I said, cool. I hadn't done one of those yet. Yeah, come on. So, a group of ladies and others, as weddings will happen, made druid robes for everybody. I know my ex-wife still has the robe. I've seen it. Whether Saborin still got his, I don't know. I don't have mine. And we chanted in Druish and marched around the museum like three times Widdershins and declared ourselves the new age of mankind and got married out on the lawn in front of the museum in druid robes. And Dave Durrett came by and, you know, signed the license. And Savorin actually conducted he was like the master of ceremonies. We played, sang, we married, we kissed, we promised. We walked around backwards. We had a wonderful time. And, you know, before you knew it, there was a couple hundred people out there. You know, all going, cool, hey, look, the druids are here. So that was probably the highlight of my strip experience.